Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أصدقاؤك ثلاثة وأعداؤك ثلاثة فأصدقاؤك صديقك وصديق صديقك وعدو عدوك وأعداؤك عدوك وعدو صديقك وصديق عدوك
Imam Ali stated, your friends are three and your enemies are three. Your friends are your friend, your friend's friend, and your enemy's enemy. And your enemies are your enemy, your friend's enemy, and your enemy's friend. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we're talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam and strategic patience against falsehood. Now, patience, of course, another one of the ways to define it means steadfastness. It means resilience. It means forbearance. It means to keep fighting through the difficult times of our lives. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam believed that sometimes victory lies not in a direct attack and assault, but in patience, steadfastness, determination, and forbearance. And this, dear friends, is one of the subtlest principles of the battle between right and wrong. The battle between right and wrong and truth and falsehood and the oppressed versus the oppressors is not a short sprint. Matter of fact, it is a long marathon. The most famous example is Imam Ali alayhi salam's 25 years of resilience and patience and steadfastness after the death of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam considered himself to be the most qualified person and indeed the divinely appointed person. But he waited until he finally gained governance and said, "I was patient, but like one who has a bone stuck in their throat, neither will it come out nor will it go down." Today we find in civil and social struggles, sometimes a tactical retreat is necessary to prepare the right opportunity. We find in the Battle of the Trench or the Battle of Khandaq, despite the severe siege and enemy pressure, Imam Ali alayhi salam waited until the right moment to strike. For today, in labor union protests, one should not rush. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "With forbearance, pierce the mountain of falsehood, not with haste." In the Battle of Siffin, for the first few months, the balance of power was maintained, and Imam Ali alayhi salam did not rush to war. When the golden opportunity came, Imam Ali alayhi salam attacked and won. Today, in lengthy legal disputes, one must be patient for the truth to become clear. Right and wrong are always in conflict, but truth proceeds with patience, steadfastness, determination, and planning and continuous effort. Imam Ali alayhi salam said to one of his famous companions, Kumail ibn Ziyad, "Patience is from faith, just as the head is from the body." Imam Ali alayhi salam's 7-year battle with Muawiyah showed that one can stand against falsehood for years without abandoning their principles and ethics. For today, in long and grueling negotiations, one must be flexible but always remain insistent and firm on their core principles. Victory over falsehood is not achieved through restlessness or haste, but through a deliberate, thought-out, well-planned, and patient, steadfast strategy. In Imam Ali alayhi salam's letter to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, we find he says, "Be gentle with the enemy until you find an opportunity." Today in the workplace, if we do not have power, we must be patient and build capacity. And finally, in the Battle of Nahrawan, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam took the initiative, first negotiating, and when that failed, attacking. For today's youth, the clear lesson is that to achieve any major goal, sometimes one must practice and be patient for years. The final word is that Imam Ali alayhi salam's strategic patience and steadfastness is a model for today's democratic and peaceful struggles all across the world. An interesting lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And these are the words of Ali, where he says, لا يقاس بآل محمد من هذه الأمة أحد. No one in this ummah can be compared to the family of the Prophet. The problem with Dr. Tahir al-Qadiri is this. When they put Ali on the same level as others, and that is injustice to Ali himself. And Ali says, لا يقاس. Nobody from the Ummah should be brought on the same level as Ali Muhammad. Why? ولا يسوى بهم من جرت نعمتهم عليه أبدا. The one who is under their obligation cannot ever be equal to them. What is Ali saying here? The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the Ummah through the intermediary of Ali Muhammad. They are the wasita phase, where they are the link between the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Muslims. And if they are the link, they are superior to the rest of the Ummah, and so it would not be right to compare anyone from the Ummah with Ali Muhammad. So Ali Muhammad and Ummah Muhammad are not on the same level. And we don't have to go very far. Look at Salat. In tashahud, what do? We recite the testimony of Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we testify to the nubuwwat of Rasulullah. What do Muslims across the board, what do they do after that? They recite salawat on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad in their namaz. They are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nobody can say that I will replace it one day and say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ashabihi, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa azwajihi, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ummatihi. No, it has to be Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.